In aviation, there is a term for what the Midnighters had been doing in the House of Jerk. It's called a death spiral. Loving nothing but themselves, their drugs, and anything with an orifice, they had exploited the House of Jerk's natural resources. Overfishing the lake, constructing a dome, then burning it to the ground, full of marijuana, in a dismally executed attempt at a state bomb. They even played a sexy game of God, toying with genetics in the search for a creature capable of the perfect blowjob, a frog squid that never should have lived as long as it lived. Little did they know how close they had already flown to the sun, and how melty their wings of wax had become. The House of Jerk was collapsing under a mountain of debt and used rubbers and dime bags, but that's neither here nor there. When, finally desperate for a rolling paper, they opened what they had assumed was a gigantic pile of fan mail, they realized their only correspondent was the bank. And the bank was not a